Hey, y'all, this is Sam.
And this is Steven.
And this is Crimology. This is episode 138. Before we get started, make sure to do all of the things like subscribe, share, comment, 5 stars. We have Instagram, Facebook, both at CrimologyPod. Our email is at CrimologyPod@gmail.com. But make sure to do all of those things.
Why did you go from like 3 speed to like 1 speed? You were from.
I don't know.
Okay, now you're like at half. Golly.
Yeah, make sure to do all of those things. Let's jump into it. This is episode 138. Jerry Sandusky. This week's state is Pennsylvania.
All right. Okay. We'll kind of rapid fire these. What's the two primary colors in the Pennsylvania state flag?
For some reason, I want to say yellow.
Whoa. Okay. Whoa. I mean, technically, yeah. What's the primary color, though? Once again, don't overthink.
Blue.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. I'm on
fire. What are the two animals? I hope you didn't see that pop up on my screen. What are the two animals on the flag?
On the flag?
On their flag. There's two animals. Well, technically there's three, but there's two. There's
one of them a bird.
One of them is a bird. What kind of bird?
An eagle.
Yep. Okay, what's the other?
Oh my gosh, I'm doing so good.
I'm about to destroy you here, though. What's the other animal?
A bear is coming to mind.
No.
Dang it. A snake.
A horse.
Whoa. Never.
There you go.
Oh, interesting. With a boat.
Yep, that's a boat for sure. Okay, what is the... There's two different nicknames that Pennsylvania has. Can you guess one of them? Mm. I'll give you a hint. One is an oatmeal brand. That's a silver platter with a silver spoon.
Oh, an oatmeal brand. Why do you give me hints and my mind goes blank? I don't know.
The other one is a state park near us in Oklahoma. Up by Tulsa.
Oh.
I don't think you went to it with us. So the two nicknames of Pennsylvania is the Keystone State.
Okay.
And Quaker State. Quaker oatmeal.
Oats. So funny how you give me hints and my mind's like, oh.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, you have a one in like 11 chance of guessing this one right.
Okay.
I've narrowed it down for you already. When what number was this admitted to the Union?
Here's the first number that came into my head. 8.
No.
Dang it. 6.
No. Keep going lower.
4.
They're not number 1. They are
2.
Number 2. Yep.
Dang it.
Let's see. And then. Oh, this was, I was reading through this. What is their state beverage and state food? they go together. That's the only reason I'm asking it this way.
Beverage and food. Well, I don't know much about Pennsylvania.
You don't, you know their flag, apparently.
Apparently. Oh, food and beverage. The only thing I could think of is tea and a cookie or something. I don't know. What do you eat with tea?
Oh, you're close. Wow. Beverage is milk.
Oh.
And the food is?
Cookie.
Chocolate chip cookie.
Whoa.
Oh, look of course. At them. I forgot to ask. What is the capital of Pennsylvania?
Oh. this is honestly a better, can I name one town in Pennsylvania?
Oh my gosh. You aren't really?
Scranton. Is that in Pennsylvania?
You should be able to name four.
Oh no.
Scranton. Where do the Steelers play?
Okay, well, yeah, I guess that's true.
Where do the Eagles play?
Philadelphia. So it's Philadelphia?
No, it is not. It is Harrisburg.
Oh. Never.
All right, well, Sam, you started out strong, and then you just poo-pooed your way.
Yeah, it's all right.
Anyway, we get to talk about a Jerry Sandusky, which is kind of football related.
Yeah, the only reason Steven knows him.
Sam told me what we were talking about, and I go, I know what we're talking about today.
So yeah, another episode that is linked to Pennsylvania that we've already covered is Son of Sam. So this case was easy to write about because I found an article that gave me a timeline of all of the things that happened in this case, and then an article that had links to every article that they've written about this case.
Nice.
So I'm going to go off the article of the timeline and basically do the exact same thing. But like I said, there's that other website that was like a link to literally every single time something happened, they released an article about it. And then it was just a website of literally all the articles. So if you want to go look at it, it's there. So we're talking about Jerry Sandusky, who was a retired football coach for Penn State. In November of 2011, a grand jury report was released containing testimony that former defensive coordinator Jerry was sexually abusing 8 young boys during a period of 15 years. But by the end of this case, that number would reach 11. Along with Jerry getting in trouble, we have another coach, the athletic director, a graduate assistant coach, and then the university's president, who also get in trouble during this case for not reporting anything. So we'll start from the beginning and work our way through this case. So in 1977, Jerry founded the Second Mile. It was originally a group home for troubled boys, but later grew into a nonprofit organization. From 1994 to 1997, Jerry engages in inappropriate conduct with different boys he meets through the Second Mile program. In 1998, Penn State Police and the Pennsylvania officials investigate an incident where a mother of an 11-year-old boy said that Jerry showered naked with the boy. A psychiatrist said in their assessment with Jerry, he acted the way a pedophile would. However, a second psychiatrist in their assessment said that they found no indication of child abuse. And then on June 1st, 1998, in an interview, Jerry admits to showering with the boy. He said it was wrong. He promised to never do it again. So no charges were filed and the case was closed. A year later, Jerry retired from Penn State, but is still allowed full access to the campus and the football facilities. In 2000, a Penn State janitor tells his supervisor and a coworker that he saw Jerry sexually abusing a young boy in the showers of the campus. No one would end up reporting this assault to the university or law enforcement. And then March 2nd, 2022, a graduate assistant, Mike, tells Coach Joe that the day before, he also saw Jerry sexually assaulting a 10-year-old boy in the campus showers. The following day, Coach Joe reports the assault to the athletic director, Tim. The next day, Mike meets with Tim and the senior vice president for finance and business, Gary. And then Mike tells the men what he saw, and then it goes on. Both Tim and Gary would later say, during their trials of this case, that they were never told of the assault. No law enforcement investigation and law is launched, and these men don't report this assault to any other member of the university's faculty. Between 2005 and 2006, Jerry befriends a second mile boy whose allegations would form the foundation of the grand jury investigation. And during the investigation, he is known as John Doe. So from 2006 to 2007, Jerry spends more and more time with John Doe. He's bringing him gifts, taking him everywhere, taking him to different sporting events. And then it's testified that Jerry performs oral sex on John Doe over 20 times, and Jerry has John Doe perform it once. In 2008, John Doe breaks off contact with Jerry. And then later, John Doe's mother ends up calling John Doe's high school and reporting the abuse. The principal at the time immediately bans Jerry from the school and calls police to report the crime. In the investigation, it comes back that there were 118 calls between Jerry's house and John Doe's house. And then in November of 2008, Jerry tells the second mile about the investigation, and they immediately remove him from all activities involving children. On November 5th, 2001, Jerry is convicted of 40 criminal counts, and he is released on a $100,000 bail. Now, the athletic director, Tim, and the senior vice president, Gary, are both charged with one count of felony pre-jury and one count of failure to report abuse allegations. On November 7th, Tim and Gary both resign from their positions. And then on November 9th, Coach Joe announces that he will be retiring at the end of the football season. But a few hours later, it is announced that both Coach Joe and the university's president were fired effective immediately. And then November 11th, that graduate student we talked about, Mike, who is now a Penn State receivers coach, is placed on indefinite administrative leave. And then on June 30th, 2012, his contract as assistant football coach ends. On November 21st, 2011, an FBI director leads a separate investigation into the university's response to allegations to child sex abuse, which obviously came back that the university was not doing their part. So the NCAA announces a $60 million fine against Penn State and bans the team from the postseason for 4 years, also saying that the school must vacate all wins from 1998 to 2011. December 7th, 2011, Jerry is arrested on additional child rape charges, which now brings his victim count up to 11 children, and he is now held on a $250,000 bail. He pleads not guilty and waives his right to a preliminary hearing. And then on June 11th, 2012, Jerry's trial begins. And then on June 22nd, he is found guilty of 45 counts, and he is sentenced to no less than 30 years and no more than 60 years in prison. Coach Joe passed away before he was ever prosecuted, but athletic director Tim is sentenced to 7 to 23 months incarceration and 2 years probation. And then the senior vice president, Gary, is sentenced to 6 to 23 months incarceration and 2 years of probation. Now, in one of these articles that does the timeline, there's then so many like counter suings that happen.
Mm-hmm.
Tim and Gary, and even that assistant coach we talked about, Mike, they like counter sue, and everybody's counter suing everybody. And so we could sit here for another hour and talk about everything that happened legally in this system. But this is the gist of Jerry and what happened with Jerry. And so obviously he's still in jail. And so, yeah, this is that case.
Yeah, and this is one that's, it's kind of, like, it's very, and the word interesting is the only thing I can think of right now, but like it's one of those, like, it's connect, I don't even know how to phrase it, but like, because if you haven't known, Sam knows this a lot about me, college football is
his bread and butter,
is one of the greatest things ever. And I remember the whole like when they were talking, when Sam was talking about the coach, Joe, which is Joe Paterno, like when they removed, like he was one of the most winningest football coaches of all time. Cause I mean, he basically coached at one school from 1950 to 2011. That's a long time to be anywhere.
Right.
So, like, he won, like, over 400 games. And so, like, that was one of those, like, that was kind of just, you know, and, like, they had all these, like, they had a big statue outside of the football stadium of Paterno. And I know we're talking about Jerry Sandusky, but, like, they removed it because of all this happened. And so there was just a lot of, just, you know, things that happened because of this. And
so, I think the only person that I kind of was like, that sucks a little bit, was that assistant coach, Mike, where I was like, that sucks a little bit that because you saw this and he felt like he did his part and he went to his officials and he,
mm-hmm.
you know, reported it and such. And it leaves it at that. And then it cost him his job. And I didn't look into seeing if he then was able to go somewhere else or whatever.
Right.
But it was the one that I was like, well, that kind of sucks a little bit. But then also it's the, well, you didn't go report it to police. And so that's what they got you on, is that mm-hmm. you did report it, but did you know that they weren't doing anything? Like, he was still around, so mm-hmm. you had to know that they didn't do anything about it. And so that's where they got him. And so in that sense, you're like, yeah, okay, I guess, you know. And but he was the only one that I was like, well, that kind of sucks for you that you, because you saw something horrible,
mm-hmm.
that now your life was changed drastically. And so it's also that, like, if you want to go deep with it, like, it's this pedophiles affect more than just the kids. Like, obviously there's three people in general who affected their lives completely, who had to serve jail time, who were fired from their positions and were probably never hired at anything else over again. And so if you want to make a deeper point into this, like, you affected more than just those kids' lives. But yep, I mean, we've done episodes before where it's schools covering up or just not reporting stuff. And so the fact that this was from not even that long ago, and it's still happening, and so you're like, okay, Penn State, not looking good on you. And then because you're a sports guy, it's all of the, you then have to give up all of your wins that you have.
Yeah,
they had to lose like 20 scholarships a year for those 4 years. So then, like, again, I say,
that's a lot.
I say, you know, that affects then 20 or more students that you're affecting because they can't go on scholarship. And so they don't get that financial relief or whatever. And so anyways, this was just one of those that literally was a snowball effect of, look at all of that's
mm-hmm.
caused from this one guy's actions. So anyways, I think that was the craziest part about it, was reading about all of the effects that happened. And then, like I said, like, it's a legal battle from this person is now suing this person
yeah.
for this. And I was like, this is wild. So there will be those two articles that we will post. So if you want more information, then yeah, for sure go look at it, because it's hours of your time that you could have. But there you go. Episode 138. Sorry, Pennsylvania, that these are, I mean, I guess all of these kind of look bad at your state at some point, don't they? But
yeah.
Sorry, this is the one that popped up. So yeah, episode 138. Like always, do all of the things. Like, subscribe, comment, share. Like always, this is Sam.
That's what she said.
Ew.
I had to. Thanks. This is Steven.
And this is Crimeology.